This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Terrell Wasacki and Matt Jensen here in our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Wow, what a sound. Jordan, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here, Kate.
Want to tell us about that one?
That's the first track from the album that we just released. It's called The Ursa Set. Just a couple of sort of Irish-inspired tunes that I wrote a couple of years back, and Maddie sort of helped me develop into more full pieces.
You want to tell us a little bit about how you came to be a fiddle player?
I was inspired by Dudley Loffman, Jacqueline Loffman from Canterbury.
They're, sure. And you're from Canterbury.
I am, mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I first heard them play when I was probably 7 or 8 years old. They're, you know, contra dance legends around New England and probably beyond that, actually. And I heard them play and thought it was just the coolest thing ever. And so I started taking lessons with Jacqueline. And it's sort of, I guess that was maybe 16 years ago now.
Are you a dancer, too, or just a fiddler?
I'm a terrible dancer. Yeah, I try to stay on the stage.
So you feel safer on the stage.
Exactly.
Wow, that's great. You had some great teachers then.
I absolutely did. They're wonderful people. And I also took about a year of lessons with Carolyn Parrott in Hopkinton as well.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, another great teacher and a great lady.
And you just released a new album, Into the Cold.
I did.
Was it new? Is it still? Do you still consider it new?
Yeah. It's we put it out just before Christmas time, I guess, and it was material that we've been working on, or I guess that I've been writing for the past few years, and decided, you know, Maddie and I had recently started playing together, and I had a bunch of other sort of good friends who also happen to be good musicians and were willing to jump on board and help me out. So I'm really excited at how it came out.
Tell us about some of the folks that helped you out with the album.
Well, we had quite the cast of characters. We did this over at Rocking Horse Studio in Pittsfield. And so we had Brian Coombs as the engineer and also one of the producers. And then we had my old friend Damon Mee on the Boron. And we had a good friend, David Moore from the Seacoast, playing some acoustic guitar. And then various members of bands that we play with. We had Chris Noyes from the Dusty Gray Band playing some bass, and Timmy Gray on the drums. And then some of my old bandmates from Gemantics, another group that I was working with for a while. Lucas Gallo and Eric Reingold came on to do sort of some guest appearances.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guests are Jordan Terawasaki and Matt Jensen, or also known as Maddie Jensen. Maddie's on the guitar, and Jordan's on the fiddle, doing a fine job. How about another tune for us, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about what you've been up to.
Absolutely.
Alrighty.
Bittersweet?
Sure.
This happens to be track 2 from the album. Thank you.
Jordan Terrell with Saki and Maddie Jensen here in our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio with a tune called Bittersweet from the recent CD, Into the Cold. Now, Jordan, when I first heard Bittersweet from the album, kind of reminded me of Mark O'Connor, and I remember being smitten by that fiddle sound when I heard an album that Mark O'Connor did called On the Rampage, and there was just something so cool about it. I mean, he was standing on a skateboard with, and like, there's a silhouette with the sunset. It was just beautiful, and the sound was just really clean, and I really enjoyed that sound. Now, what about you? Do you have influences other than the folks that you've heard here in New Hampshire, people that you've listened to that have inspired you?
Absolutely. I would say the first one would be Natalie McMaster. She's not only a fantastic fiddle player, but also I think she was the first person that I heard combining, not only does she do a great job playing traditional fiddle tunes in a traditional style, but I think the first time I saw her, she had a full drum kit on stage. She had an electric guitar, electric bass. And, for someone who, I guess I was probably 12 or 13 at that time. And, it's important that your friends think the music that you're making is cool. And so, I just thought that was the coolest thing ever that she was able to, sort of incorporate more modern types of music and maybe give the traditional fiddle tunes a wider appeal. And that's really what we tried to do, I think, with our album as well, is it's all original music and it's all pretty much fiddle oriented, but we do have some drums on on some of the tracks, and we do have some electric guitar here and there, so we try not to go overboard with it. But I think that was we were trying to take after Natalie a little bit in that sense, and hopefully we got at least part way to where she is with her band. Also, the Battlefield Band, the great Scottish band, has always been a big influence. John McCusker, one of their fiddle players for a while, he's fantastic. Alistair Fraser, listened to a lot. I haven't actually heard too much Mark O'Connor, but I'm very flattered that you would even compare me to him. Thank you very much.
Well, you will now, probably.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
Maddie Jensen is here playing the guitar with Jordan Terrell Wasaki. Maddie's from Bow, New Hampshire. Maddie, you want to just tell us what your experience is like playing with Jordan and getting into this Celtic groove?
Sure, yeah. Well, I have never really had the chance to jump into the Celtic scene, and ended up meeting Jordan about a year and a half ago through his buddies in Jam Antics, actually Eric Reingold, who plays another group with me, and and it's been a lot of fun, just, kind of diving into the music style and learning new things and taking aspects that I have from other music styles and trying to apply them to this style to create kind of a fusion sound. So it's been fun.
Who are your influences on the guitar?
Oh, I don't know. I would say Stevie Ray Vaughan's a great influence for me. That's somebody that I followed for
sure.
A while. But other than that, I've really tried to tackle my own style and, try to take the approach of more of an understanding of the theoretical aspect of it, and then trying to take it from there and put it into my own little twist.
Do you mind if I ask how old you guys are?
25?
Yeah, I'm 24. Yeah.
Okay. Yay! Yay! Jordan, you seemed like you wanted to say something.
Oh, I was just going to chime in and say that one of the main reasons that I wanted Matt to help out in making this album, and that I enjoyed playing with him so much, is that he doesn't have a background in Irish music, and that it sort of forces him to think outside the box and takes him out of his comfort zone, and that seems to be where a lot of the best creativity and the most interesting music comes from, is when people are bringing their own background to it and trying to figure out how to play it rather than just sort of falling back on any sort of conventions or traditions that they might have had, preconceived notions of how Celtic guitar must be played. We try to break those rules a little bit.
Yeah,
hope we don't offend too many people.
As long as we can keep the balance.
That's right.
That's great. It's great to know that, you don't have to be a formula.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That you can, it's okay to break the rules.
Yeah.
And some of the best music comes out of just kind of doing it, right?
I would like to think so.
Not thinking it, but doing it.
Some of the worst as well, but we don't record those.
No, we can toss those in the trash can or the digital Dropbox.
Right.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guests in the studio are Jordan Terrell Wasaki and Maddie Jensen. The new album is called Into the Cold. We're going to come back and talk about a show that's coming up real soon as the Folk Show continues at NHPR.
I'm Brady Carlson. Here's what's awesome right now at wordofmouthradio.org. a social media revolution based on a familiar technology, printing. Is it a better way to honor your Facebook friends' birthdays?
Having it printed out just makes it really easy to have it away from the printer, stick it with a magnet on your fridge and be reminded of it every time you go to get the milk in the morning for your breakfast.
Word of Mouth makes double-sided copies of What's Awesome at wordofmouthradio.org.
Support for NHPR comes from You Are Members and UNH Celebrities Series, presenting the Cordis Quartet, performing contemporary chamber music Saturday, March 3rd at 7 p.m. in the Johnson Theater, Durham, unh.edu/celebrity. And the Brattleboro Retreat, providing treatment programs for young people ages 5 to 12 in their fully renovated Children's Inpatient Psychiatric Center. Information at BrattleboroRetreat.org. I'm Kate McNally, and this is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and we're in the studio here with Jordan Terrell-Wasacki and Matthew Jensen. They are performing in a concert over at the Tupelo in Londonderry on March 4th. It's being called the NHAM Spring Fling, and it is a fundraiser for the New Hampshire Acoustic Music Association. Jordan, you want to give us a little preview or an update about who's going to be performing that day?
It's going to be four different groups. We've got Bennett and Perkins. We've got the Bradford Bog People, a great band name if I've ever heard one. And then Seth Connolly will also be playing. And the host band is Mindless Bluegrass. So it should be a pretty fun afternoon. We're pretty pumped to be included in that.
I know that's Bob Cordis and Diane Cordis, mm-hmm. and they've got somebody else playing with them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And folks may know those guys from a group that they were in called Late Night Radio. And so what will you be doing that day? You're going to be playing mostly music from the album?
Probably mostly music from the album, yes. And we'll probably be interspersing that with some more traditional tunes. The album is all original music, but I came into this growing up on all the traditional tunes, and I wouldn't want to exclude them. So we're definitely going to sneak some good sets of jigs and reels in there. And we'll also have Chris Noyes on the upright bass. He'll be playing with us as well. So we'll be a trio that day.
Now, you're doing a workshop? Are you doing a workshop also?
Yes. Before the show starts, I think the show is at 1:30, mm-hmm. and we're going to be down there at noon for any other musicians who want to join us. And basically, I think the title we settled on for the workshop is Genre Hopping. So basically, we'll just be kind of having some fun with mixing traditional music with, maybe a jazz guitar line, and give people a chance to see what it feels like to play a reel with, someone playing non-traditional guitar behind it, and vice versa. So it should be a fun time.
Did I read also that folks are encouraged to bring their instruments?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
And when is that jam going to happen? Is that going to happen after the deal or before or during, or how's that going to work out?
Well, the workshop will be before, and then I believe there's going to be a jam, sort of an informal jam after the workshop as well. I mean, after the concert as well.
So it starts at 1:30 officially. The workshop part with you and your pals is mm-hmm. going to be at noontime.
Mm-hmm.
Your performance is, do you know when your performance is during the day?
I think later on in the afternoon.
Okay.
I don't remember exactly what time.
So the real concert part of it starts at 1:30.
Yes.
How long does it go?
I want to say about 4 hours.
Okay.
Yep. Don't quote me on that, though.
So,
I say on live radio.
So enough time to fit in Bennett and Perkins and Seth Connolly and the Bradford Bog People and
exactly.
Lost Minds Bluegrass and
mm-hmm.
And also you and your band.
Yes. Yes. Okay. It'll be a full afternoon of music for sure.
And that's a benefit for NHAMA. And if you want more information about that show, you can either go to the Tupelo website, the Tupelo in Londonderry, or you can go to NHAMA.org. That's New Hampshire Acoustic Music Association.org. How about another tune?
All right. Maddie and I sort of co-wrote this one. This is maybe a little bit more of a departure from the traditional side of things, but it's called Hot Toddy.
Thank you.
That tune is Hot Toddy, performed in our studio by Jordan Terawasaki and Matt Jensen. You can find it on the album Into the Cold. Tell us a little bit about the other projects that you've got going on, playing with the Tom Lanigan Band. Are you still doing music also with the Dusty Gray Band?
Yes, absolutely. Maddie and I are both in the Dusty Gray Band, yep. Which is a blast of a real rockin' sort of country blues type of a group based out of Concord.
And then we're also doing, there's a trio I play in called Local Blend with Eric Rangold, who I was talking about earlier, and Jordan sits in with us quite often.
Sort of the unofficial member of the band. Yes, at least I like to consider myself that way.
Yes, he's a permanent sit-in member of the band, I guess. Yeah. You could say. He's always there when we've got a show and Jordan's around. He always hops up on stage and plays some tunes with us.
Are there a lot of places around your home where you can play easily, or do you have to do a lot of traveling in order to play?
It's a little of both, definitely. I mean, it's always fun to play the hometown shows, but I think there's certainly a danger of overplaying an area, and you don't want people to get sick of you. So,
yeah.
Is that why you went to Ireland?
Right. Yeah.
Get as far away.
America was done with me. I figured. Yeah. The Dusty Gray Band does a lot of shows down in New Jersey, and Tom Lanigan Band, a great Irish band that I play with, is based out of Rhode Island. So I do spend a lot of time on the road, but we do try to play around here frequently. We just did a really fun show at the Capital Center for the Arts at the Spotlight Cafe on Friday, and we had a great time. A really, really nice crowd, very supportive crowd came out, so we're still feeling good from that one.
Tell us a little bit about your pilgrimage to Ireland.
I graduated from college in 2008, and sort of in the cliched go find myself sort of a trek, I decided to go to Ireland. And I've been playing Irish music for so long, it felt like the natural place to go see what it was really like over there. So I brought my fiddle and the few dollars that I had left after paying for college, and basically just sort of wandered around for a few months and played a lot of music and met a lot of really great people, and discovered, strangely enough, that there's a lot of Irish music obviously being played in Ireland, but if you're an American fiddle player, they don't want you to play Irish music. They have enough of those people already. So they, as soon as they discovered I was American, which of course they did as soon as I opened my mouth, it was bluegrass. It was, Sweet Home Alabama. I got more paid gigs there playing, Leonard Skinner songs than Irish music, which was a really interesting lesson. I think it's, just the idea of what's unusual in an area is
sure.
What's going to be, that's where you find your niche.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guests are Jordan Terawasaki and Matt Jensen. How about another tune, then we'll come back and talk about what's next for you guys.
Absolutely. This is one that was co-written by my friend Lucas Gallo, who did perform it on the album. It's called Pocket Change. Thank you.
Jordan Terrell Wasaki and Matt Jensen from the album Into the Cold. That's called Pocket Change. Jordan, where can folks get a copy of your CD?
Well, one of the easiest ways would be just to go to my website, which is www.jordantwmusic.com. You can order right from there. It's also at a few stores right around Concord. It's at Strings and Things. It's at True Brew, the coffee shop right in Bicentennial Square. It's at the Elegant U. It's a knitting store. And I think that might be it for downtown right now. But yeah, if you can find yourself at one of those places and grab a cup of coffee while you're at True Brew.
You can find one of us in town, too. We've always got one on
us. Okay. And you're going to probably have a few copies at the show on March 4th at the Tupelo in Londonderry. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
The show in Londonderry, again, is a benefit for the New Hampshire Acoustic Music Association. It's a nonprofit that supports music of all kinds of acoustic music in New Hampshire. And you can find their website, you can find venues, and you can find musicians. So it's a great way to match up the people with the places. And so if, for instance, you're wanting to book Jordan for a show, you might be able to find him by going to the NHAMA.org website. Or you could listen to him now telling you the best way to get in touch with him, probably from his website, if
yep.
somebody wanted to book something coming
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we're always looking for more opportunities to play, so give us an email, give us a call.
Again, a little bit of a summary about the show on March 4th at the Londonderry in Tupelo. The workshop Genre Hopping with Jordan and Friends starts at noontime. The show begins at 1:30 and will feature Bennett and Perkins, also Seth Conley, Jordan Terrell Wasaki, and Friends, and the Bradford Bog People, as well as Lost Mind Bluegrass. And that's going to go for several hours, about 4 hours, at the Tupelo in Londonderry. And for details, folks can either go to the Tupelo website or visit NHAMA.org. Did we cover it, do you think? We covered the show?
I think so, yeah.
So what's next for you? Another CD, or are you going to just tour around and promote this one for a while, Jordan?
Oh, boy, I've barely caught up on my sleep and reduced my stress levels from making this one. So I think we're going to promote this one for a while and try to play some shows and write some new material. Yeah. We're actually already writing new material, so I'd like to think that the next CD isn't too far off, but... We will be going into the studio with the Dusty Gray Band, both Matt and I, to cut a new full-length album within the next month or so. So that'll be nice to get back into Rocking Horse and do some more work there. But yeah, for now, this will be it for my solo records. That'll be it for another year or so at least.
Does the Dusty Gray Band have any shows coming up that we should be telling people about?
Gosh, I think most of the shows that we're doing in the near future are in New Jersey.
Yeah, out of the area.
Definitely dustygray.com, they would be posting anything that we do locally. I think we'll be playing at Fury's Public House in Dover in the near future. But I don't think we have the date set for that just yet.
Yeah,
do you remember, Maddie?
I'm not sure. I think we have a couple dates set at the Red Blazer on Manchester Street in Concord also.
Yes.
But that's another month or two down the road at this point anyway.
And what about Facebook? Are you guys on Facebook too?
Yep. Dusty Gray on Facebook. He'll have all the updated show info on there as well.
Excellent. Thank you so much for stopping by today.
Hey, thanks
for
you, kid.
Having us.
Oh, what a great sound. It's been a treat. What do you want to finish up with today?
We thought we'd take it out with a waltz that I wrote. It's called Charlie Murray's Waltz. It was written for my grandfather, whose name was Charlie Murray. And this is the sort of the one slower piece from the CD.
Jordan Terrell Wasaki from the album Into the Cold, live in our studio at the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Brady Carlson. Tomorrow on The Exchange, iconic food writer and activist Frances Moore LePay. In the 1970s, LePay pioneered the idea of conscientious eating with her book Diet for a Small Planet. Now, 40 years later, LePay says much has changed. More awareness of the connections between food, health, and the environment, yet also growing world hunger, which she says requires a complete global rethink. Email us at nhpr.org and join us for The Exchange tomorrow morning live at 9 and again at 8 p.m. here on NHPR.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our members, and the Fenton family dealerships, Toyota, Volvo, Honda, and Hyundai, treating the needs of each individual customer with singular concern. Route 12 in Keene and online at fentondealerships.com. And Palace Theater in Manchester, presenting legendary rock and roll artist John Sebastian in concert Friday, March 16th. Tickets and information at palacetheater.org. This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.